Focus on your breath. Watch it all the way in and all the way out. Try not to let there be any gaps in your attention to the breath. Of course, there are going to be other things in the range of your awareness, but you just have to let them go. Leave them alone. Remember John Cha's statement, it's not so much the noises are disturbing you, you're disturbing the noise. You're the one who's making comments on it, you're the one who's resisting it. So if any noise comes through, just let it keep passing right through, right through, right through. Think of your body as being like a big screen, like a screen on a window. The breeze goes through the screen doesn't catch it. In the same way, you don't have to catch the sounds. They just pass right through, right through. They don't have to have any effect on you at all. It's the same with thoughts. Just let them pass through. If you try to chase them down and clean them up before you let them go, then they've got you. If it's a crazy thought, a half-formed thought, just let it go. Let it go. You don't have to get involved. So you're holding on to one thing. You're holding on to the breath. Everything else you let go. It's in that way that the mind gets a really good, firm foundation for itself. It gets a real chance to rest. Because you realize you're not responsible for everything that's happening. You don't have to keep tabs on everything that's happening. And the people who try to keep tabs on everything are the ones that go crazy. You've got one thing right now that you've got to keep tabs on, and that's the breath coming in, the breath going out, and making sure the mind stays with the breath coming in, going out. That's it. Everything else can just pass right through, pass right through. It's not your responsibility right now. It's not your concern. As the Buddha said, one of the basic distinctions between a fool and a wise person is the fool doesn't know what is or is not his or her responsibility, and so takes on things that are not his responsibility or her responsibility. The wise person knows what his or her responsibility is and focuses just on that, and lets go of things that are not. So learn how to have that focus. We're here to do some single tasking. We don't want to do multitasking. It's a single task that we're working on right now. And it's something new for the mind. Usually it's used to multitasking. Even before they had multitasking, the mind was already looking different parts of the body, on the watch out for pain here and there, on the watch out for sounds, keeping tabs on all kinds of things. So you've got to focus your attention. Say, this is the one thing that you're going to be paying attention to right now. You don't want any information about anything else right now. It's not that you will not hear things or not be aware of other things, but you don't have to make them your focus. You don't have to make them your preoccupation. And that way you stay true to your desire for true happiness as you stay true to the breath.